Welcome to this week's Tales of the Whales, which you are doing from the garden again because it's sunny.
Very sunny, very nice, unlike it was, unfortunately, when we went to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, that was a bit of a washout, but we had a nice day anyway.
Yeah, it was all right. I spent most of it in a wheelchair.
And thank you very much for Keith coming and doing the pushing, your brother.
And Ruth coming and looking at flowers.
Yeah.
His wife. Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting day. I got a completely different perspective of how people see those in wheelchairs. And I think, on the one hand, people are slightly embarrassed. And on the other hand, they're completely oblivious. Two long words in one sentence. That's pretty good. And I think I'm apologise on behalf of all those people who are not normally in wheelchairs for how we sometimes behave. Probably not meaningfully, but it is quite difficult in a wheelchair. I didn't stay all day in a wheelchair, but for a lot of it, I was. Anyway, it was raining so much. I don't know what everybody went there for. It was so wet and so grey and so miserable.
They went to see the nice gardens and the flowers.
But the thing is, you can't get into the gardens to have a look around.
I think with the volume of people tromping through them, they would be ruined if they let that happen. And the gardens are moved after the show and relocated to places like hospital grounds and things like that. They're all charity gardens now. They're not corporate anymore. So they all serve a purpose.
Yeah, okay. Well, I enjoyed the experience. I know you've done it a few times.
It was, yes.
And I mean, I've never done it before.
Obviously, in better weather, and normally when I go, I would go a bit earlier and sort of be there a bit
earlier. We went there before midday.
But, we still had a lovely couple of days away, didn't we?
Yeah.
Stayed in a nice hotel, which just near the gate, so that it wasn't too much of a...
As we always say, I mean, we always repeat this, but if you're a new follower on the podcast thing, this is basically about our lives going through it, me with cancer and you having to put up with... reasonably grumpy and what's it person who has it.
Well, this week you've had that horrible big sort of boil thing on your eyelid, which has made you...
Do we need to mention that?
Well, it's been quite a part of the... You know, it's probably to do with the chemotherapy making your immune system suppressed or something, but it started off as a sort of a sty and just got worse and worse, and it's been giving you quite a lot of trouble, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, but it's... Just one of those things. Just one of those things you have to get on with. We had a scan. Don't know the results yet, but I will.
That's next week. Next Thursday is scan results day.
Yeah, and it always it we said before at our stage, it's not possible to go on a holiday. That's the next door's dog.
Hound
by the way.
The Baskervilles. Yeah.
And so we when we go to hospital every few weeks, as everybody knows, if they have cancer, they do, depending on the stage you're on. I'm on stage 4, no cure. But we go on, get on with it, and try and make the day as pleasant as possible. If my tumours are not shrinking, I'm going to come off the chemo. I think we've decided, haven't we?
To you, it's your decision to make, but if it makes you feel, I mean, we've sort of been restricted in things we can do and stuff since you've been on it, because you haven't really got any energy and your mouth hurts, so
that's getting better.
Oh, that's good. Yes, your steroid gargling is helping with that.
Oh, it's so much fun having this. You get to use so many different ways of curing bits, but you just have to sort of take it on the chin and move on. I mean, there are side effects to the treatment of cancer that are probably worse than the disease itself.
You certainly were feeling better before you went on this new tablet, but then hopefully we'll get some good results next week and show that it's making the cancer feel rubbish as well.
Mm. Well, what really, when Professor Tom said to me, of course, you know what it does, it attacks the tumours and everything, he said, well, it's slightly worse because it attacks other things too. But I don't know. I'm feeling in a better mood now than I have been for a while.
Oh, well, we are a bit sad though, because we had some very bad news yesterday.
Hmm.
Our poorly doggy Daisy, who has been having nosebleeds a bit over the last month or so. She's been to the vets a couple of times, but they couldn't find anything wrong. But we've now found out the blood was coming from her nose. We didn't know where it was coming from. It was just there in the morning.
Mm.
And and they did some tests yesterday, and it seems that poor Daisy has got a tumour in her nasal cavity, and there's nothing they can do about that either.
She's fine at the moment, and we could have more investigation, but doesn't seem much point. It may be benign anyway, mightn't it?
No.
Oh.
Not according to the vets. They said it's 99% never.
Yeah.
Benign.
Oh. Okay. But I'm more upset about that than anything else, to be honest. So, never mind. Three dogs all decide to go.
Well, she hasn't decided to do anything. No. And we went for a walk this morning, didn't we, Daisy? Not quite as far as normal, because she obviously had a general anaesthetic yesterday. And she is a little bit peeved about the shaved patch on her front leg.
Is she?
Yeah, she thinks it's spoiling her look. Her style is compromised.
So what we've decided to do is just carry on, obviously checking things with the vet from time to time, until she is in a distressed state, which she isn't at the moment.
No, she seems quite happy. So we just go with it and see what happens. That's all we can do. And I'll just do a lot more washing every morning. Yeah. But we can just put a towel or whatever on the bed.
Yeah. She's glad as a cloud has gone over the sun. It's a bit cooler. Oh dear, you'll be freezing.
It's hardly freezing. So I want the sun to come out a bit because I need to cut the grass later. That's my plan for today.
That just makes me feel bad as well. That used to be my job.
You can watch and supervise.
Excellent news. I mean, this is a problem. Relationships do get strained, I suppose, when you have it.
Yeah, I'm normally all right unless, like, I don't get a good night's sleep. I'm not very good if I don't get my full 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah, and you know, you have all sorts of things like my legs move around.
Well, that's only when we're away, because obviously when we're here we have a room each, which is ideal. But when we were away, like the first night we were away last week, because you had your eye was hurting and then you had cramp and then you had your restless legs and Lord knows what.
I don't think I slept for 1 hour.
No, I think we were up the whole night. And so that also did put a bit of a downer on the next day going to Chelsea because I was just tired. But the following night, I came up with the idea of giving you loads of extra drugs, i.e. painkillers. Just had some cocodamol before you went to bed and you slept right through. So that's a handy tip, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're sleeping with someone who's annoying because they've got cramp or hurty bits, give them some painkillers.
Or shove them in the spare room.
If you've got a spare room.
It is, it's difficult. But, you know, you have ups and downs. I'm going to work tonight. I'm looking forward to that. That kind of... Because I had a night off because we went all the way down to Devon and everything. I sort of missed doing my show. I know that's difficult for you to understand.
I know, but you did quite a lot of road rage on the journeys between places.
No, I didn't.
Cyclists and other drivers, which is...
cyclists are just a bloody nuisance, to be honest.
And you did a little bit of road rage in the wheelchair.
Well, that's because people just stand there...
looking
until
at
you run over their bloody feet. That's why.
I know, you just didn't get the reason that people were there. It wasn't like a race around the circuit, it's... to stop and look at all the gardens that they've paid to come and see.
BBC people all over the place doing little reports. It was just so annoying. No, I like the garden. The gardens were very nice. In fact, looking at this garden, I think this could go to Chelsea. I think it's as good as anyone I saw in Chelsea. They all tried to make their gardens look kind of non-gardeny.
Well, it's
sort of middle of the woodlands glade.
It's a sort of ethos these days is to do things sustainably and to help pollinators and conserve water and all that kind of thing.
All the things we do.
There's all theories behind it.
Yeah.
You know.
But it was interesting. It is worth going. And they were very, you know, when we went, because you hire a wheelchair and you go and get one and it's all very well organised, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very simple and painless.
Yeah. But, you know, you have your ups and downs and you just have to get on with it because there's nothing else you can do. And if you completely get depressed, you'd never get out of bed, would you?
No. I mean, we probably could have got depressed that day because we'd had a terrible night the night before. You weren't feeling well. Your eye is exploding with a big boil thing.
It's all right. It's okay. You won't notice it on TV.
No, you can wear your glasses. Mm. And then it was raining. And outrageously, there were other people at Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, that
as well.
Was the annoying bit. So, I mean,
there's a lot of things to be unhappy about, but we put a brave face on it. We were British.
We did.
The rain will not stop us. And then we went and had a nice lunch with Keith and Ruth.
Yeah. And we had a nice lunch the night before. Was it the night before?
We had dinner the night
before. Sorry, dinner the night before, yeah.
Yeah, that was very nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Daphne's.
Don't mention the name of the hotel we stayed in, but it was lovely hotel.
Little sort of family run little place. It was lovely.
Yeah. Sort of, what did you describe it as?
A slightly Italian Faulty Towers.
Slightly Italian Faulty Towers, yeah.
But no, it's just the staff were all like family members and
and
they, I think like granddad was
serving the drinks and it was funny.
No, they were all very, very lovely and it was just they kept forgetting things, that was all.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I didn't have a rage, but they brought breakfast and they had a lovely large teapot and hot water and milk and everything. But there was no tea.
So just we had to ring reception and ask for the tea leaves. They'd forgotten to put the tea in the tea.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, it'll be in the teapot, but it wasn't. But, you know, all little things sort of just mean a lot, don't they, quite often?
Things to laugh at, aren't they?
Yeah. And I'd say there again. Yeah. I'm doing that sort of hotel inspector or falls
like
in a bed.
Would you like a cup of hot water with milk?
Very nice, yeah. I think there's nothing nicer. I'd like a cup of coffee. Daisy's not replying, and so a friend over the wall is calling.
Yeah.
Daisy looks very relaxed. She's sitting on Nadine's lap and being stroked.
Well, we went for a little walk this morning.
Yeah.
So she's worn out now.
And so she wants to be stroked. She'll come and sit on you, but if you try and stroke her when she doesn't, you'll be in trouble. She doesn't like it. So we've got next week to look forward to, see what the scan results are. I mean, basically, in myself, I feel okay. Well, no, I don't.
Hopefully yours are better than Daisy's were.
Well, Daisy's is the first one, and I think she'll be fine.
She's not going to be fine, honey.
No.
That's what the vets have told us.
Anyway.
But hopefully she'll be all right for a while.
Yeah.
And I can cope with nosebleeds.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not all the time, so she's not having one now. It's not like it's continually.
No, just overnight, really. I think during the day she can lick her nose and it goes away. It's a little bit, but overnight she doesn't. And also, sometimes she has a bigger one.
Yeah.
A bit more spectacular.
So I suppose the thing is, if you have a dog that has a nosebleed, you really should get it checked out.
Yes, definitely. There aren't many things that can cause nosebleeds, and they are quite serious, most of them.
See, I thought nosebleeds were just, oh, I've got a nosebleed.
Well, that's people.
Yeah.
That's different.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Doggies don't normally have nosebleeds unless they've had a big whack in the face.
Okay. And hopefully none of them get a big whack in the face. I do think, yeah. But anyway, so we had an interesting week. We've had quite a few days away in the last couple of weeks.
I'm quite glad this bank holiday weekend we're doing nothing.
Nothing
just,
at all?
Just nope, nothing. We're just going to potter at home. I'm going to cut the grass, read my book, which is very...
Read your book?
Read it, darling. Honestly, your deafness is becoming one of the most annoying things, and that's nothing to even do with cancer.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I suffer like a lot of people who do what I do with tinnitus, and you just get used to it. But then with the cancer drugs and things have made it become more prominent. You've noticed it.
Well, I've noticed that you just ask me to repeat myself a lot or else mishear me, which is mostly entertaining.
Is it?
Well, not the repeating myself bit, but the when you hear the wrong thing and just say something completely bonkers compared to what I actually said to you.
Yeah. But we're lucky. We've got lots of good friends and lots of...
We're going to try and get you down to the pub on tomorrow afternoon.
Darling, I'm not that... I'm going to be able to get to work.
Yeah, but last weekend you weren't feeling well enough to go to the pub.
No.
It did take it out of you, the trip to Devon and everything.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have gone to work on Saturday.
And I mean, a year and a bit ago, I was in a wheelchair quite a lot, wasn't I?
Yeah.
You know, even when I got to the studios, they thought it was quite funny. Ash would come out and push me in a wheelchair into the lift. But
that was your breathing thing. That's when you had the blood clots on the lungs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've had some fun times.
We have, haven't we? And I think that's a Spitfire, believe it or not.
We do get just, those because we're quite near a little local airport.
It is, yeah. It's coming over. So that's probably a good time for us to say thanks for joining us on this week's Tales of the Whales.
And we will see you next week with hopefully some good news on scan results.
Yeah, and whatever your stage of cancer is, keep a cheery thought in your head.
I was going to say, keep dancing.
No, I was going to say something as crass as that, but then I decided not to. No, I think, you know, you have to realise that it is more difficult for the person looking after you than you having it, in a way, I think. Anyway,
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Changed my mind this week.
Yeah. Listen, have a good week, guys. Talk soon.
Bye.